It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Dude, let me ask you a question. I'm right here, baby. I don't have that much bread. If you need cash, I'm not
your guy.
Well,
it's payday today.
Yeah. Allocate, but go ahead.
Are you the kind of guy that when you get the paycheck, 80% of it's spent?
The 90.
I got you.
90, Steiny. Yeah. Go ahead. What you got, baby?
Let me ask
Came
you a
out with a question.
I want to get some input. What? Here. Who's the best wide receiver in football?
Right now, I would say the Niners will see him Sunday in Minneapolis, Justin Jefferson, for my liking right now.
Justin Jefferson.
JJ. J Deuce.
Who's the best running back in football? Come on, just say the guy I want you to say.
Jordan Mason.
Look at Evan Early. I'm going to say,
come on, just
Mixon.
No.
McCaffrey.
McCaffrey.
Good God. What kind of partner do you have? He was hurt. That's why I forgot about it. Yes. It's definitely McCaffrey.
Okay, so we got the Vikings and we got the Niners.
-5.5.
And we got the best running back in football.
Yeah.
Might not play, but for the sake of today, he's playing as far as I'm concerned because he hasn't been ruled out. Who would you rather have, Justin Jefferson or Christian McCaffrey?
Ooh, wow. I'm going to go with the wideout.
The wideout
makes it. It stretches the defense. I'm going Justin Jefferson. Why do you ask that? Because it's hard, and you know I defend running backs. I don't like the whole pay scale. They do matter. But, Steiny, there's something about you got to have a passing game to be able to, you know, stress out the defense more so than the run because – real quick here, as great as McCaffrey is, if you got a good O-line, let's just call McCaffrey in this instance a 10. I got him as a 10. If you got a 7.5, your offense can still function. I don't think that way on the outside if you got Jefferson at a 10 and then you bring in a guy like one of us at a 7.5. I think that hurts you. You can't climb the highest mountain. Aretha Franklin.
That was ain't no mountain high enough.
Right. Same thing. The mountain is high. Yeah. Talk to me.
If you ask me, you can have McCaffrey or Jefferson, I think I'm taking McCaffrey.
And nobody will throw anything at you, but I can't wait to hear the science behind
There's
the
no
answer.
Science other than
football science.
How many catches a game does Jefferson average? Touches.
Oh, I would say at least, 7 to 8, 7 to 9.
And McCaffrey has 25 touches. Like, that's pretty much the only reason, honestly, I would take McCaffrey.
But what if Justin Jefferson has that Randy Moss effect and a lot of those catches are going for tugs?
Vikings are multiple Super Bowl winners with Moss?
No. But the Niners were with Jerry Rice. Now, we can get into Just look at the last Super Bowl winners in the last decade and tell me how many McCaffreys, you know, have won the trophy. It's startling. And I don't like the answers, but it's kind of lead me to make, and I want to speak for Evan, but we were in the green room. He kind of would take a receiver over and run it back if I got him down correctly. So, Stoney, I'm going with the wideout, man. And I think that's why they get paid the way they do in other positions as opposed to a running back. Look at Stoney, when was Jordan Mason drafted?
He wasn't.
See, that's what – and again, it was one game. It was a great game for him. But let's say he shows the world you guys missed and – he gets 1,000 yards if he got the opportunity. What would that say? That if you're in a good system, maybe you don't need OJ or McCaffrey or Roger Craig to get to the promised land.
So then, do you think the 49ers have a good O-line that can run block?
I believe so. What they get the streets say. They've went to a Super Bowl when they had Mostert.
I'm gonna argue against myself.
No.
Then why'd they make McCaffrey the highest paid running back?
Because Stoney, he has an impact. He's phenomenal. And it gave him a different dimension, and they should have had a Super Bowl by now. I wanna call him and I'm not. I hope he's a difference maker.
But he's part of the reason they didn't win the Super Bowl last year.
Because of a fumble.
Yeah. I don't know. And I get it. The league has changed, and wide receivers are huge, and it's not just the passes they catch. It's the routes they run to make the defense move around.
The threat.
Here's the other thing that I put into it, too, is do you want Justin Jefferson at 35 or McCaffrey at 16 mil?
Mm.
You know, I don't know.
I like that. But
I mean, I know the 49er running – or not 49er. I know the NFL's running backs have been undervalued. But I still think the guys who are at the top, like, you can't tell me Saquon Barkley right now is not going to make a difference for the Eagles, going from the Giants to the Eagles.
Oh, right. But they went to a Super Bowl without Saquon Barkley. They had a good runner.
No, you're right. You're not going to be wrong.
And Exhibit A of they went to – and not, again, I know I'm stuck in the past. Now, Frank Gore, I'm putting him in the McCaffrey category. The Niners under Frank Gore, they should have a Super Bowl. They didn't. Running backs do matter. But, no, Sonny, Frankie is
– but it feels like –
Frankie,
you're the man of two scoreboards.
Yeah.
So the Niners have won 5 Super Bowls.
Lost 3 in a row.
The Guru scoreboard has them at 9 Super Bowls, apparently.
No.
So Frank Gore should have won one.
Oh, they were at the
12. They should have won in 12, 19, and 24.
Yeah, no.
But there's probably a random year thrown in there you think they should have won.
I got 3, it should be 8.
But they should have won it the year Brock got hurt in the NFC Championship.
You wonder, but no. The bottom line is, can I tell you why this came up for me real quick? And I don't want to sound like I'm dissing McCaffrey, but my biggest fear and why I Calfgate before the season started, and I was really worried about it. I was like, as he goes, the Niner go. And what came away Monday night glaring is that if McCaffrey somehow was hampered, let's just say this whole season, or he's not himself, the Niners with J.P. Mason or whatever they got in their stable are still going to be a problem. And that's a compliment to Kyle, the system, and the rest of the team.
I mean, I feel like when we talk about running backs, I'm not saying you're wrong. In fact, I think you're right. But that's really what's gotten me to thinking. You know, I like McCaffrey.
Yeah, we love him.
But the reality of the situation is the 49ers didn't even draft Jordan Mason.
Wow, man.
He wasn't even drafted. And he comes in and runs for 147 yards the moment McCaffrey misses a game.
And Evan brought up Pacheco from the Chiefs. The dude's a feature back.
I mean, it's just making me rethink.
I don't like it either.
Like, on the one hand, McCaffrey. Who's the most important guy in the 49ers? Well, it's either Purdy or McCaffrey. And I'm sorry, and I want to know what 49er fans think of this. I mean, is it as simple as He can plug a guy in there. We know that Kyle Shanahan, his first 5 years with the Niners, had five different leading rushers.
Yes, he did.
Then they went out and they got McCaffrey, a bona fide star. And they continued to run like they've always run, and now they have a threat out of the backfield. But, like, they've always been able to run, even without McCaffrey.
So it's the system. A lot, like,
so maybe you shouldn't have paid McCaffrey this summer.
Ooh.
And I'm not saying because of the injury. I'm just saying.
Well, it's a short sample size right now, right? Minnesota loads the box with six D linemen, and now they got a pass. And there's going to be a game. It's coming, Stoney, to where if McCaffrey's not on the field, you're going to feel that. But I guess we're going on history under Kyle and what transpired Monday night.
Exactly. And that's kind of my thing. I don't think it is a small sample size. I think it's a small sample size, Jordan Mason, obviously. But it hasn't been a small sample size for Kyle Shanahan proving that he can figure out a way to run the football with just about anybody. All right. So
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We'll pick up this discussion on the other side. But 49er fans, if I gave you the choice, you could have McCaffrey or Justin Jefferson, are you taking the receiver?
Mm.
Are you taking the receiver? 888-957-9570. Great show coming up today. We got Warren Moon. And if you don't know, that's Daryl the Guru Johnson's favorite all-time quarterback. He'll join us at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game? It's presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems. John Sally.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sherry, owner of LifeSource. For 40 years, families have been loving our clean, healthy water. Our whole house systems filter water from every tap. Call 1-800-WATER-99 or visit LifeSourceWater.com.
Warranty and offer restrictions apply.
Do you often worry you left the garage door open? With a LiftMaster garage door opener powered by MyQ, you'll never worry again. You can control, secure, and monitor your garage from your smartphone anytime, from anywhere through the MyQ app. As an authorized LiftMaster dealer, Ace's Garage Door Repair and Installation has smart openers designed for your needs, including belt drive motors for ultra-quiet operation, integrated camera for live video, streaming and battery backup to let you in when the power is out. Trust Ace's Garage Door Repair and Installation for top-notch service and unbeatable reliability. Whether you need a quick fix, a complete replacement, or a brand new installation for your garage door or garage door opener, our skilled technicians are here to get the job done right. With competitive prices, a commitment to quality, and diamond certification, Aces has you covered. Call today at 855-588-2237 or visit acegd.com. That's acegd.com. Aces Garage Door Repair and Installation, where your garage door is our priority.
Are you ready to boost your game at work, explode with energy at the gym, and really hit one out of the park in the bedroom? Balanced Medical Solutions has your back with the best solutions for ED, PE, weight gain, and chronic fatigue. Join thousands of Bay Area men who have said goodbye to low testosterone, low energy, and low libido who now feel like world champs. Mention this station until the end of the month to get a medical evaluation with labs, including hormone tests, for only $69. Call today and get a win. 510-679-3300 or visit BalancedMedicalSolutions.com.
Join History San Jose this Saturday, September 14th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. for Cars in the Park. This family-friendly event showcases pre-1949 vehicles and immerses you in early 1900s history through photos, live music, cars, cosplay, activities, and more. History Park is located at the corner of Phelan Avenue and Center Road in San Jose. Go to historysanjose.org for more information. See you Saturday.
The Prophetic Matrix, Unlock the Secret Code to Your Destiny, a new revolutionary book by Michael John Toste, the first ebook to make history by being filmed in space. Discover your unlimited future. Get The Prophetic Matrix now on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Pabus Law proudly supports the San Jose Police Foundation. Every donation fuels vital programs and resources for our local police, boosting community safety and strengthening ties between officers and residents. Contribute today at SanJosePoliceFoundation.org.
Come into Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill September 27th through September 29th for their fall clearance sales event. Take advantage of factory direct prices, one-of-a-kind opportunities, special pricing on floor models, and convenient financing. Save on new appliances from trusted brands like Miele, Bosch, Electrolux, LG, and Maytag. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill for their fall clearance sales event September 27th through September 29th for the best time to save on new appliances for your home.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards golf lessons to become a scratch golfer. Progressive cannot guarantee that you will ever become a scratch golfer. Scratch golfers are really, really good. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average. And sure, you could put that money towards lessons, but if you can't hit the broadside of a barn and think you're going to become a scratch golfer, you're delusional. Sorry, just telling it like it is. Savings, maybe. Scratch golfer, don't hold your breath. Switch and see if you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states. It's universally accepted that golf is hard. Progressive cannot guarantee improved performance on the course.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products backed by real person support and in-depth online resources so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What if I told you that there was a single management software that could handle your CRM, accounting, manufacturing, marketing, inventory, sales, and everything in between for a fraction of the cost of the dozens of disconnected platforms most companies rely on to manage their business? Sounds pretty good, right? Well, that's Odoo. Odoo is the end-all be-all for any business of any size, and it's ready to help your company reach the next level and beyond. Learn more at Odoo.com. That's Odoo.com.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
I was at the Circa. Put me work. Time for the legal.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, when I was younger, guys, I used to love these times more than I like to let on, quite frankly.
And these times are
when your partner's away.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
When your partner's out of town.
Alone time.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. You know, I was 25, 30. You know, you're a little younger.
Young Steiny.
Well, you got some action, and you got buddies, I mean. And, you know, your partner leaves and goes cross country.
You act a fool.
You know, especially if you have small kids and they take the kids. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, you get a little bit older. Your partner goes, you know what? It just doesn't have the same zip.
Yeah.
And so you guys are...
Throw something Monday.
Maybe I'll have some guys over.
Yeah, throw something Monday night for the game.
Who's playing?
I think it's Atlanta-Philly.
You know what? But...
No, mate,
let me... It's a school night. That's the only problem. It's a school night.
Sometimes those are the best nights.
What's the Sunday night game?
And I think that may be it. Hold on. Sunday night game. Oh, Bears-Texans.
Yeah, I'm not having a party.
Yeah, and I wouldn't come over anyway. Falcons, Eagles, Steiny.
My guy, my favorite quarterback.
Boy.
How long is he going to have that job?
Are we going to talk about Tua real quick?
Sure.
Just retire Tua. I was on him. I feel bad about his performance up until the head injury. But if anybody should have mastered the slide, Russell Wilson's the best at it. But, Steiny, how do you not know how to slide? Bottom line, partner. The shield should, he's a grown-ass man, right? I can't wait to hear your answer. He shouldn't come back on the, he shouldn't be allowed to. This has been going on, man. This is serious now. And if we know science about head trauma, brain bleeds, Steiny, he should be done. You gotten paid? They just paid him, but we won't even go there.
Well, I mean, I just.
What would you tell him?
I just don't think it's that easy.
If he wants to come back and play?
Exactly. Exactly. It's a tough one because that wasn't.
I mean,
that didn't look like an obvious concussion to me.
His hands and are you watching his limbs?
I mean the hit.
Oh yeah, gotcha.
I mean, he had a concussion, but it.
Hammer,
you know, usually when you see a guy get hit in the head, you're like, ooh. But that play at first sight, I thought I got a little awkward tackle there, but and then you looked at the replay and you realized that, you know, he got hurt. In a big way.
What's it all for at the end of the day? I can't speak for another grown man, Steiny, but his loved ones got to get in his ear.
Let me ask 49er fans this. And we're just messing around before the show and picking out who the best running back is in the league, who the best pass catcher is in the league. And I just threw it at Goo. Who would you rather have, Justin Jefferson or Christian McCaffrey?
J.K. Dobbins.
Who, by the way, is racking up fantasy points.
And you have him on how many of your 19?
Three.
Oh, well, yeah. That's good. Yeah. That's great.
Number three.
And again, Guru says he'd rather have a Justin Jefferson. I get it. There's just something about the amount of touches a guy like McCaffrey gets where I see him. I look at his value in the amount of plays that he touches the ball. And I'm not a, you know what, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not skilled at noticing how a great receiver impacts a game when he's not catching the ball. I mean, and I'm not talking about blocking. I'm talking about looking at a tape and seeing Justin Jefferson run a route and watch how the defense either leans to him or shades him, which allows other things to open up. I get all that, but it's hard, that's hard for me to measure. And so I just look at it, well, McCaffrey has 20 carries and 5 catches a game, and a great wide receiver has 6 to 8 catches a game. Even though I realize they're impacting more plays than that. I don't know. I think... If you were to ask me, do I want Justin Jefferson or any other running back? I guess maybe at this point I'd take Barkley, but for some reason,
who has one playoff win under his belt and in his career, and I'm not blaming him, Stoney,
but
the
you
bottom
do that
line
with Jefferson,
is, you got me thinking about the Niners without McCaffrey, their season's not over. Like Miami, if Tua's done, they're finished, right? You would think their hopes are.
Well, I would.
Skylar Thompson, like, it just goes to what I think you're saying without saying it. The Niners still will be Billy Badass without McCaffrey. Let's hope that's not the case, but it speaks to the brilliance of Kyle and an undrafted free agent and J.P. Mason, who showed you if I get the opportunity running behind that line, it was 1 week. I could put up numbers, and we still can score Gurdy.
Nobody calls it that. Nobody.
Steiny, the streets call it that.
No, Evan, have you ever heard that? And you live in the city.
30, we call Gurdy. It Gurdy.
Everybody's shaking their head no.
See, Evan's so straight.
Everybody, take that back to Sacramento.
Even if he hadn't said, I'm from
Sacramento. Take it back to the U.
Evan, I'm willing to give Goo the benefit of the doubt, but I personally have not heard Gurdy.
Gary Payton, Isaiah Ryder, all the cats from the Bay walk in here and I say Gurdy. They like, okay, I know what you're talking about, Pippen. Come on, Steiny, you got to get hip. Like a hippopotamus.
Oh, I'm hip.
Yeah.
In fact, I got a better hip than you.
Well, can you if you got
a new one? Mine's made of steel.
But you got to go through hell in the airport. You're that guy. Norm got so much metal in him. It's like, damn it.
Yeah, I get pulled over for additional screening. Let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan's in San Francisco. What's up, Jonathan? How you doing?
Jonathan.
Hey, great, guys. Hey, how you guys doing? I just want to say, man, I'm thinking a wide receiver. You know why? Because it's a passing league.
Wow.
And not only that, isn't this Kyle Shanahan system could literally plug you, me, and Guru, and we could run for 1,000 yards.
It feels that way.
So why are we paying a top-notch wide receiver top money, man? I'd rather have a top-flight wide receiver because those dudes, they don't need a scheme. They got skills to be wide open from the get-go. You know, they could run their routes, and they'll be wide open. And like I said, it's a passing league. Isn't Patrick Mahomes the Steph Curry of the NFL? You can't beat that guy doing a dink and dunk. We already tried that. We were runner-ups 2 times in a row.
Wow. So you're saying receiver. So Jonathan, you think that one of the reasons the Niners have come up a little bit short is because in their last 2 Super Bowls, they haven't had a guy like that.
Yep. Hey, how many Super Bowls did the 49ers win with Jerry Rice?
Wow, yeah, there you go. That would be five. What I said, Jay.
That would be 5.
Yep.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Yep.
Appreciate the call.
He calls Willard and Dibbs. I hear him in the afternoon.
Well, he's the mailman.
Yeah, I know.
But he's not the mailman that the dude from Boston wants to coach the 49ers.
Oh, yeah.
Eric.
There we go. Yeah.
That's Eric the mailman.
Or Carl Malone. Black neck.
Carl Malone. Oh, he was the mailman.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy. You asked me what I think about Michael Jordan. He's a man.
I'm going to give you a 3 for your Malone. I've never heard anybody try him.
What do you think of when you think of Michael Jordan? Well, Michael Jordan.
That's
think of
good.
Michael Jordan.
I'm going to give you a 3.
He's just a man.
Damn, Stein.
You should take some of that advice. Michael Jordan's just a man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's not a myth. I mean, he's not a spirit.
We'll see.
Thank you. You know what? No, this is what hit me. This is what hit me too over the week, over the course of this week. We used to say, we used to ask listeners, well, you know, who's the most important player on the Niners? And we had a variety of answers. But I'll tell you what I don't think the answer is anymore. McCaffrey.
That is, and there's no bad in that, right? It's almost like a compliment to the system.
If McCaffrey is out for the year, and he won't be, the 49ers can still win the Super Bowl.
But I didn't think that before Monday night. I'm sorry.
If Brock Purdy gets hurt, they have no chance to win the Super Bowl.
Man.
And
what is that saying?
Well, it might come back. It may simply come down to who is the next man up. The next man up for McCaffrey is Jordan Mason. Maybe he's really good. And the differentiation between Jordan Mason and McCaffrey, you know, is let's say this wide. You know, maybe 8 inches wide. Well, what's the difference between Trent Williams and Jalen Moore? That's the backup, right?
Jalen Moore. Okay, good call.
Well, it's much bigger than that. So if Trent Williams goes out, you have a monster drop off there. If Purdy goes out, I think you're going to have a noticeable drop off.
And that's why it's the most important position in the game.
And for McCaffrey, I'm not saying you want to win without him.
Right. Nobody is.
But I think they can.
And the game, Stani, is to move the chains, right?
Yeah.
There's all kind of styles to different running backs, but the bottom line is if you're getting 3-4 yards a pop, you got action. And you are right, I believe, just like what we do here. We do radio, Stani. I'll lick you in the face and say you got more responsibilities doing all the ins and outs, driving Evan crazy when you miss stuff. But, you know, I'm coasting and you got it's a little more difficult. And that, to me, is the quarterback drop-off. Is it easier not to be McCaffrey, but go get those 3 to 4 yards to keep the drive going as a running back as opposed to all the responsibilities that come with being a successful starting quarterback and then when you run a Skylar Thompson out there or Dobbs or Allen? Like, there's no doubt if Purdy goes down, Stani, my confidence goes down the drain.
Yeah, I don't think anybody thinks.
I won't do that with McCaffrey, and hopefully we don't see it, but it's just reality.
Well, I think the difference is if you don't have Purdy, you can't win the Super Bowl. If you don't have McCaffrey, it's going to be harder to win the Super Bowl.
But you still can.
Exactly. 415, see, this is an interesting point from our friend Murillo in Petaluma. He said, well, the question was about two specific players, McCaffrey and Jefferson. It wasn't about the position. Between the two, the answer is McCaffrey. And I think what Murillo means is, if you're just talking about the position, it's wide receiver. Well, that tells me that Christian McCaffrey's in a group of how many running backs, would you say? Like, how many running backs are at McCaffrey's level his tier?
Three.
Who?
I'll go Barkley when healthy.
Okay.
I'll go, and I'm reaching now.
Jordan Mason.
I'll give you a 4 for that.
Is he
going to
do this all day?
No, but right, he's off to a good start. I'll go Mixon. I'll throw Mixon in there. But there are no Tony Dorsett's or Franco Harris's or Roger Craig's or Earl Campbell's.
McCaffrey's kind of like Roger Craig.
No, I got him in the three outside of that.
Oh, outside of that. Outside of that.
Yeah.
I got you. Mike B says CMC over JJ all day long unless you have a good quarterback. Look at Jimmy G with Devontae Adams. Nothing. Jimmy G with a running game beats the Packers in the playoffs with 8 throws. 8 throws. All right.
But he was in that system, that Jedi system.
Now, this is interesting. From the 415. If you ask 31 teams who they would want to take off the Niners, either for their own team, what player would other teams take from the Niners? If you said to the Tennessee Titans,
McCaffrey,
you can have
first.
Anybody.
McCaffrey would go first.
Not according to this guy.
Yeah, I think there's a couple other options.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Who, Evan? Who would you get? Before you go, Sonny, Evan, who would you go first?
The quarterback.
Oh.
Brock?
That's not even what the 415 has. He says if you ask 31 teams who they'd want from the Niners, it would be Debo or Trent Williams.
I'm not mad at that.
Interesting.
But I think McCaffrey would go before Debo.
Well, we can do it this way. 888-957-9570. If you're a Niner fan, and I said, what player could you least afford to lose? In other words, what guy can you not have taken off your team? That's where I think it isn't McCaffrey.
Well, it's Purdy then. But that's because
what about Trent? Can they win a Super Bowl without Trent but with Purdy?
Right now, I don't believe so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he does two things, right? He's responsible for blocking and...
You going to win a quarterback with or win a Super Bowl with Brandon Allen?
Oh, no. That's why I said... That's why my answer was Purdy. I said...
I didn't answer it. I'm in the middle.
But...
Well, I'm waiting for you to answer, Stiney.
Well, whatever the one...
Take your jacket
whatever,
off. You're making me hot.
It's cold in here today. Right. I'm going to try to give the answer Evan won't disagree with.
Oh, gosh.
Who do we think it is, Purdy? It's Purdy.
Well, but, just go around the league. Yeah. How many teams, if I told you, you're playing them this week, you got to win the game.
Okay.
Which player are you taking off their team?
The 49ers, to give yourself the best chance to win.
Well, like actually, this weekend might be a good example, because who are you taking off the Vikings?
Justin Jefferson.
Not Sam Darnold.
Oh, my gosh, no.
Right. I think if the Vikings, this is kind of fun, actually. If the Vikings could say, we want one guy not to play, I think it would be Purdy. What do you think?
I agree.
And that was
I'd rather play Josh Dobbs or Brandon Allen.
Oh, my gosh.
I could also see another team maybe saying Trent Williams. Well, another team.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I do agree. I think most people would take Purdy there.
And not to make people's head hurt, but heads hurt, but the bottom line is...
Too soon.
You know what? Damn, Evan, you're special. Listen, Stiney, who's the best player, offensive player in football right now?
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Non-quarterback.
Okay.
I'm taking McCaffrey.
Okay.
Fair enough. I understand that.
Okay.
But he's in a system... They could still function without him, to where if we went to all kind of other systems around the league and you took their McCaffrey off, you got no action. Like, that's how highly I think of
McCaffrey. But interestingly, only two other teams have him. Only two other teams, like, have a McCaffrey. You know what I mean? If he's in a group of Mixon and Saquon Barkley, and then there's a drop-off.
What about Jamar Chase? He's incredible with Cincinnati. He wasn't incredible last week, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got him right.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's go to Philmo Mike. Get us started. Let's go, Philmo. Get us started, buddy.
Yeah. I got to reroute y'all, bro. Y'all talking all this cute stuff. This is week two. We talking soup. What are we talking about? We got to play the Vikings on Sunday, and y'all talking about who would you have if you want to win? Who would you take out? Man, I don't care about no Super Bowl. We on week two. If y'all don't get y'all show together right now, nobody cares about McCaffrey or who would I rather have. All this cute talk. We need to focus on Brian Flores and Minnesota Vikings defense.
Yeah, that'll move the needle.
Talk.
Brian Flores will move the needle.
I'm shocked.
Get him, Goo.
We don't even know if McCaffrey is. And we don't even know if McCaffrey's playing. Wow, Michael.
That's my point. We don't need to be worrying about, who do you think you can have and not have to get to the Super Bowl?
Who
do you think?
Me,
we need everybody for the Vikings. We need everybody for the Rams.
Well, you're going to have everybody.
Well, hey, we got to get it together, bro. But talking about what can happen if we don't have this person, can we make it to the Super Bowl without this person? No!
Why don't you call the Higgins and get the topics changed?
Mike, it's your reality, though, bruh. I get it. You know, if you want the ball, get the ball.
But the bottom line is,
it ain't cute. It's your reality. This umbrella of is he going to play or not play has basically hijacked the Niners season. We'll get to the game. We will. I feel you. But the bottom line, Michael, I'm just telling you is, what are you going to – is he in? Is he out? And I could tell it's bothering you. That you're taking it out on us. It's bothering
you, that's
Mike.
A good call.
It is bothering
you,
but I get it because he's a diehard.
It's a good
call.
But
he doesn't know how to process, is he playing or not, and he's lashing out at us. Go ahead, Mike. I get it.
Let me just say one thing. We're talking about – you guys are talking about who would you rather have, Justin Jefferson or Christian McCaffrey? Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a four.
So my point is, I'm saying that all that is cute and all. Y'all talking like we got Super Bowls up under our belt. Mm. We have zero, nothing, nilch for 30 years. So until we get one Super Bowl, then we can start talking about, okay, who'd you rather have? McCaffrey, Debo, Trent, all this other cute stuff. But until then, we better win on Sunday. Yeah. All this talk about Super Bowl,
you know what?
We better win on
Sunday.
What,
Mike?
All this talk about
you know what, Mike?
That's not how we do it here.
I love
we
Mike.
Ain't talking A-gap.
But Mike is we missing, talking Mike is missing the rat sweep. On the table. This is all,
Mike's mad.
This is the origin of this conversation. It stems from McCaffrey.
Exactly.
In or out. You are not doing a great job.
Hey, he was hot. Mike is hot. But you know what? This stemmed from, and they went without him,
dude. Guru, this, and I try to point this out every time it happens. Your understanding of people.
Oh, that was
is
that
so
was,
incredible. That you was can a, read people like was, the back of your hand.
He's frustrated. And that's I right. got it. I'm here for
he
you.
He was
Mike.
Lashing out.
No doubt about it.
It had nothing
it.
To do with us.
No doubt about it.
He
man.
Was lashing
he's
out.
He's frustrated. And you saw that
Mike?
He ended it with the non Super Bowls, getting blue balls for
exactly.
the Super Bowl.
You know what?
I've been there.
Take care,
he
Mike.
Was, we're here for you, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, maybe I'll invite you over to watch watch the game this weekend.
Yeah, right, we'll see. We're not there yet.
Mike was hot. But come on, Mike, you got to follow with the class. Keep up. Don't fall behind. We're talking about.
Exactly. Come on, Mike.
Who on
sit
this
up in the front
earth,
row yeah. next week.
Real quick, Steiny,
yeah.
who on this earth knows if McCaffrey's going Sunday?
Nobody.
That's
well,
possibly.
Maybe 35
but
people.
But wouldn't that bother you?
Well, apparently it doesn't bother Mike.
No, that's why he's lashing out. It does.
I know.
Ain't gonna hear around the
oh, yeah.
line.
You know what? Hey, you know what, Mike?
The line's
now you brought this
game.
On yourself.
Hey, come on, boy. It's one question about this game.
Right.
Is Mason gonna be the guy?
I think it's fair. Hey, would you rather have a great receiver or a great running back? Yeah, cute stuff. Cute
but
stuff.
As far as mechanics,
hey, you know what?
Nobody
I'm saying
can
it.
Lash out with the best of them like Mike. He's talking.
Well, you can.
Well, I do. Yeah, right.
I appreciate you know what?
That, but yeah.
And
he
I don't
got
do this.
At us, Steiny.
I don't do this often.
He got at us.
Sometimes I do it on the YouTube chat. Mike, you're done.
No.
Mike's done.
Nah.
You got
possibly.
That's a group
no, it's
decision.
Just a figure of speech.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It doesn't really mean he's done. But
oh, until was, the end of the week.
Yeah, he was lashing out, Evan.
He was.
That was. He's frustrated.
Hey, Mike. What's up? Mike married? Do you know?
I think he's single.
Well,
yeah.
There's another reason.
But he's married to the game.
But
so he's a diehard.
He's got a void. There's a
we
deep yawning chasm.
We all do
somewhere.
Get off of Mike.
No, yeah. I'm not going to get off of Mike. Mike's got 3.5 hours coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mike wanted that 12 personnel talk.
You know what? Go to Dibley for that. He's great.
Dibbers.
He's great at that. Great at that stuff.
Trying to bring us down on a payday Friday.
Yeah, he can't. He yeah, can't.
I had to get out.
He's reaching.
Yeah.
He's reaching. It's like Curry on defense sometimes. We're Westbrook. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. I got Jaime in San Pablo and Jonathan in San Leandro. We'll take you on the other side. Someone wants to respond to Film on Mike.
Oh.
And I got more to say about Film on Mike. I just don't understand. I just don't understand the vitriol. You know, and here's the other thing, Mike. Here's the other thing. Mouth. You know, we've gotten specific instructions from the boss. And you know what they are? Two words he says. Have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun.
My buddy Tone's mad at us. We didn't mention
Not
Tyreek.
Not another one.
Oh, that's my guy.
Okay.
Hey, Tyreek Hill, we didn't mention. You know, when I said Justin Jefferson, he thinks Tyreek Hill, but he's up there to cheetah. Not yesterday, we're going to fantasy points.
So I can assume you'd rather have Tyreek Hill than McCaffrey.
No, that was Tone's answer.
No, but would you take Tyreek Hill over McCaffrey?
No.
So you think Jefferson's better than Tyreek?
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. You want to respond to Film on Mike? Now's your time. Where did it come from and why? Where did it come from and why? That segment brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Stop hating on Moody.
He stinks.
No, you stink.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home.
nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.